Today's daf is Daf Dalid. I think we're learning today's daf. This week is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal. Am I correct? Zecher Nishmas Shalom Ben Tzvi, whose Yertzai is the first day of Sukkot tomorrow. The Shalom should have an Aliyah. Okay. Today's daf is a little difficult, but at least especially in Amud Beis. So we'll see if we can figure it out. Okay. So let's go back on Gimel Amud Beis to the words Taima, I guess, which is a few lines up from the bottom. Taima de Chasav Rachmana. Alright, so that is. Where is that? Taima de Chasav Rachmana, okay. So basically, what happened was the Brisa had mentioned before that the reason why you can do the concept of Yibum, because we'll say, Ase Docha Lo Sase. Because it says, you had the Gezer Shava of Aleha Aleha. So the Gemara says, Taima de Katsav Rachmana Aleha. The only reason why you can do Yibum, is because it says Aleha. From Exeris Shav, you learn Aleha, Aleha. Therefore, the Iser Ashes Ach goes away, the Malkum Yibum. That's why you can't do it. Sorry, that's why you can't do it when it comes to an Erba. Hav Lav Hachi, without Exeris Shav, Hava Amina Achos Isha Miyavma. You would think that Achos Isha, which is one of the Arias, one of the 15 Arias over there, that you could do Yibum. So the Gemara says, My Taima. What would have been your reason to say that had it not been for Aleha Aleha, you would still have permitted the Yibum, the Maisibiyah with the Erva? Because we say the Amrinan Asi Asei V'Dachi Lo Sasei. We'll say the Asei of Yibum should be Docha the Lo Sasei of Arias. So Gemara asks, wait, why would you say that? Amar Damrinan Asi Asei V'Dachi Lo Sasei Below Sasei Greda. Maybe you would say the concept of Asei Docha Lo Sasei works if it's just a Stam Lav, a simple Lav. About here, below Tasei Shish Mekaris, the lav of Arias here is a lav that contains Karis. So it contains Karis. You can say that the Asei is going to doke such a lav that's so chamer. So the Gemara says, Vesu, lo sasa greda minolon de dachi. Well, what's our source for Asei doke lo sasei to begin with? So Tosa says, what do you mean? What Tosa says right away, he goes, wait a second. the mitzvah of Yibum itself is the raya that Asei Docha Lo Sasei, even the Makom Kares. Because what do we have? The Torah tells you to be Miyavim, who? Your brother's wife, which is a problem, if not for Yibum. So that's a case of Asei Docha Lo Sasei, and even the Makom Kares. Tosos says, look at the bottom Tosos, Vim Tomar, Valai Lofim, the Litchim Miyasei de Yibum, the Docha Lo Sasei, the Kares, the Eishasach. It trumps the law of Kares to the Eishasach. So Tosu says, to give the answer. Tosu's basically answers, okay, I got to probably underline it more because the answer. Tosu basically gives the answer that you can't learn that because by Yibum, that is the mitzvah. The Torahs are telling you that's the mitzvah. That's how you have to go about doing it. So we can't teach you for the rest of Shas of Asei Docha Lo Sasei. Can't take, especially by Karis, it can't teach you that because there's no other way to perform the mitzvah. So it's not a way to learn out for everything else. Where's the answer? Okay. Look at the fourth line on Dalel Amud Aleph, the fourth line in Tosfos. So Omeri. To me, Eishes Ach lo Matzi lemeila fa alma de litchi asei lo tasei shikokaris the shani Eishes Ach the mitzvaso bekach the e efsar beinian Ach lekayim mitzvas yibum team lo kein batla mitzvas yibum you've been batla mitzvah yibum. We see in a minute that our raya for asei docha lo tasei is like by tzitzis and kelayim that the asei of tzitzis is docha lo tasei, so don't put kelayim on your tzitzis. There's another way. Theoretically, you can do it. You don't have to do it that way. So if you don't have to do, you need to find a case where you don't have to do it that way to learn that the essay is no kolos, let's say. But by Yibum, there's just no other way to do it. So that's where it's not going to be. That's where it's not going to be the source. I hope this is recording. Okay. Fine. So that's our question. Basically, is so. First, we're starting now. Where do we learn the concept of essay no kolos, let's say? So now we're going to go through and try to find the source for essay no kolos, let's say. Fine. Okay. Oh, I have to keep talking, otherwise it stops. Okay. The Gemara says, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Lo Silba Shatnez, in other words, Shatnez, Semer with Fishtim Yachav, which is wool and linen together, And then the parsha right after that, the parsha that's smucha to it, says, it talks about tzitzis. It says, Gedilim tase loch al abrakavos ksusecho asher tichase ba. So Rashi, so they have the concept of smuchim. The Torah put the two of them together in order to teach us that you should make your gedilim, should be made even if there's shatnas. Right, Rashi says, "Lotul b'shatnis v'samach l'gedilim taselucha v'darshin on smuchin." We learned smuchin v'sharin and kalayim v'kitzes. Sitzis alma asi asay v'dochin los asay. I say is dochin la because you can wear the asay of sitzis is dochin the los asay of shatnis. The Gemara then says, "Wait a second. How do you learn know that you darshin smuchin? Smuchin just means it's because they're in proximity to each other or immediate proximity to each other. You make a drasha." So Tosos asks, I didn't get the answer. Tosos says, "Why don't you just learn the other way around? Why are you learning that say doka losa say? Why don't you learn to smuchim to teach you that tzitzis doesn't apply b'makom chanas? What makes you?"
The same answer as his first answer.
Why?
Because that's how you do it.
But you don't have to do tzitzis that way, this way.
But you can't. Okay. But you
that's exactly. That's why you're learning it that way. But Tosa says, "Why don't you flip learn it the other way around to learn it for an iser? Why are you learning smuchim leheter? Why don't you learn smuchim leiser? Even tzitzis you can't wear if you have chanas."
Because asi doka.
But that's. But this is the source. Why is this the source, basically, is the question. I don't have the answer, so we don't have to leave it.
So obviously, you should not wear tzitzis that poses...
No, not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Not a problem whatsoever.
But it's the chachili you can...
You can, no problem. You don't have to look close to the same. So,
why doesn't he ask on a better one, on one that has nothing to do with each other? First meal on Shabbos.
Right. I don't know, we'll see, we'll get to that. That's another source. That's another source. Right now we're dealing with the source, the possible source for some people. That's not say a source of, I say, don't hello, so I say, shatnas and sitzis.
What's the Gemara's quest here to find out what?
A source for, I say, don't hello, so I say. Because, by Yavama, you have, I say, don't hello, so I say. Meaning, the Gemara said, to start off the question was, the Gemara said, that had it not been for the Gezeirah Shava, right, had it not been for the Gezeirah Shava of Aleha to tell me that you may not do Yibum with an Isser Erva, had it not been for that, you would have said that you do a Yibum with an Isser Erva, with an Av, a Bito, and all those things. So the Gemara says, well, what would bring you, why would you have said that? I say, Lochalo Sasei. So the Gemara says, okay, what's the source for I say, Lochalo Sasei? It's just basically a tangent to that. It's a long tangent. So now basically we're doing smuchim. So Gemara says you learn that from smuchim. So Gemara says, how do you learn smuchim? But I'm a Rabbi Lazar, smuchim in a Torah minayin. Where do you know smuchim from a Torah? So you quote a pasuk in ksuvim, in Tehillim. Right? So Ne'amar, the pasuk says in Tehillim, full pasuk is Ne'amanim, this is in Kuf Yud Aleph. Ne'amanim called Pekudav, smuchim la'ad la'olam, smuchim forever, asunyin be'emes v'yashar. Smuchim are done with truth and straight. So the Gemara is learning that smuchim teaches you the truth. Something samach, so that's why smuchim yidarshin. Obviously, that's more of an asmach. That's not the real because smuchim mina Torah min alan. We'll call it pasuk and tell him. Okay, so the amar of sheshes, amar Rabbi Lazar, mishum Rabbi Lazar. So he's going to give another case of smuchim to show that we agreed the concept of smuchim. The amar of sheshes, amar Rabbi Lazar, mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria, minayin liyavama shenafal lifnei mukashchin. She'ain chosmin osa, she'amar lo sachar shobadisho, v'samachlei ki yeshu achim yachtav. What's the case? She falls to a yavam. The yavam is a guy in mukashchin or something disgusting. She doesn't want to marry him. And she voices her complaint. So how do we know that we do not silence her? We don't close her mouth. Meaning we listen to her complaint. We listen to her complaint and we make him do chalitza. She doesn't have to go with him. So it says, because the pasuk says, lo sachar shobadisho, you're not allowed to close your muzzle, the mouth of the shore, when it's threshing. And the next pasuk is talking about Yibum. So we don't close the mouth when it's talking about Yibum. Right? Rashi says, She'ein chosmin, ein sosmin, ta'an osehel, l'kofel esyabim lo, l'elakofel oso l'cholets, v'samech le, so alma darshinun smuchin. The kabi climate sits as nami darshinun. So by climate sits, it's a raya, another case of smuchin. So we have our raya, supposedly, of asei dochelo sasei, from the concept of smuchin with tzitzis.
Typically, the decision to do it or not is up to him or her.
Typically, I believe it's up to her. She can do it to him. To him. Typically, it's up to him.
Like in the Rus, the
Polonia
money said no.
Right. So Tosos asks a fascinating question. Tosos dechstiv, right? He says, so in the middle of Tosos, 6-7 lines from the Tosos Tichsiv. Hikshir of Yaakov the Orleans. It's of Yaakov from the city of Orleans. The Lechaivu Nashim Betzitzis. Woman should be Chayiv and Tzitzis, right? The Isle Lememar, Kol Sheyeshno below Tilba Shanis, Yeshno Begedilim. He's doing smuchim, sort of like a hekesh. They're right next to each other. So he says, just like your chayiv and shatnez, your chayiv and tzitzis. Who's not chayiv and shatnez? Women certainly are. So you're learning that between the two psukim, let them be chayiv and tzitzis as well. So he says they should be chayiv and tzitzis. So he said, he says, af agav v'lav hekeshu el smuchim, the trei kronin whom he call makom darshin hachim. We make these type. It's not a hekesh. It's a smuchim. But he quotes rayas that you make these drashas from smuchim to pull the rules from one over to the other. So he says, maybe, he says, V'yesh lomar, he says, Da'ha d'nashim p'tuish b'tzitzis, the idea was that it's mitzvah station as my grandma, tzitzis. So the Gemara says, V'yesh lomar, Da'ha d'nashim p'tuish b'tzitzis, Ha'inim yishun b'yolef la, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the mitzvah station my grandma, Nashim p'tuish, the hook shekol toro tefillin. Maybe despite this, there's also a hekesh from tzitzis to tefillin, which we learn that tefillin is the mitzvah seishas man grama, and the Gemara makes a hekesh in kiddushim to all other mitzvahs to tefillin, that anything that's a mitzvah seishas man grama, like tefillin, therefore would be pturas. But then Tosfos points out, the idea that tefillin is mitzvah seishas man grama is only according to one shita. But according to other shitas, that tefillin is not, meaning if you say that Shabbos is man tefillin, then tefillin is not mitzvah seishas man grama. So if tefillin is not mitzvah seishas man grama, so all the other mitzvah seishas man gramas need another limud. And if they do need another limud, well then tzitzis should be chayav, according to that man d'amar, because you have this hekesh to get to shatnes. Whatever, this is interesting.
I never understood why the two of them are anyway. Because you don't sleep at night with your tefillin
on? No, well, Shabbos is the answer. Right? Shabbos and
Yom.
No, but that's not why Shabbos is
Shabbos. That's why we don't do it.
That's not why.
Shabbos is the last man tefillin. Then tefillin is mitzvah seishas man grama.
Because you don't need it. Right.
Okay.
Right. Because most.
Fine.
Okay.
So it makes Shabbos not this man.
You don't have to wear tzitzis.
There's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis on Shabbos for whatever reason it is.
There's no chiyuv for me to wear tzitzis any day of the week if I'm not wearing a four.
Correct. But also a problem. You also have a question of Laila.
Why? Because I don't sleep at night in that time?
Whatever the reason is, but it you are no longer chayav to wear tzitzis. If you wear a four cornered garment at night, right. You don't have to wear it. So therefore, there's a reason not to wear it at a certain time of the day. It's a mitzvah seishas, it's a man grama. Okay, we get to that in kedushin. That's a gemara kedushin. I think in daf lamed hey. Okay.
I just want to see all those women wearing tzitzis on their shawls.
The Amar of Yosef. Now, the kind of problem that they have now is that we're learning smuchim, but not everyone holds that you learn smuchim. So, what do we do according to those people who don't learn smuchim? The Amar of Yosef. Afilu leman de lo dori smuchim alma. Even according to the man Dumber who doesn't hold of the concept of learning smuchim, but permission to Torah darish in Dvarim, he's in a darish smuchim, and lo silba shatnes and gedil tasalcha is in Dvarim perachavitz. So don't worry about it. Even according to the man Dumber who doesn't learn smuchim, he would learn smuchim in this case, right? The hob, because how do we know that? Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma lo darish, the mishnah Torah darish. Rabbi Yehuda ba'alah is the one who doesn't learn smuchim, but if the psukim are in saved for Dvarim, he does learn smuchim. As how do we know that he doesn't learn smuchim in the other four books of the Torah? Uba alma minalam lo darish. How do we know that? The Sanya ben Azayom, Ben Azay said, "Nemar is a pasuk in Shmos, Peruch of Beis, Machshefa lo tichya. A machshefa, someone does witchcraft, should not live. It doesn't say how she's supposed to die. What's the penalty, right? The Nemar, and it says afterwards, kol shochev in behema most yumas. Whoever lies down with a behema most yumas. So there's a smichus between machshefa and bestiality, I guess. And ma shochev in behema beskila. Then just like shochev with a behema is skila, I guess we learned that from somewhere else. That's the case, I guess, if a woman who has relations with an animal gets skila, so there's no difference between an isha and the ish. The idea is skila. So too, at machshefa beskila. So because of the smuchin, they learn that the punishment for being machshefa is skila. And comes, Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to Ben Azai, whoa, v'chim ipneishis, samchu inyon lo, no tzizel is skila, just because it's next to each other, you're going to bring out skila. Skila is the most chamor, except for Rav Shimon, who says that sreif is the most chamor, but skila is the most chamor. That was one of the reasons, one of the ways we try to explain the Mishnah as the, for the order. It was about sreif being first. He says skila is the most chamor, so just because it's next to it in the pasuk, you're going to learn out skila. So he says, Ella, how do I know? I agree with you. How do I know that machshefa gets skila? It's from a different limit. It's not from smuchin. Ella, ovi yadoni bichlal. Ovi yadoni, we're in the klal of the machshefa, whatever that type of witchcraft sorcery is. That's bichlal mechashvim hayu. They're part of witch sorcery. V'lama yotzu, and why are they pulled out? It says, v'ish o isha kiyebem ov o yudoni most yumasu, but even yirgimu osim demeyim bam. So ovi yadoni, he says clearly, it's skila. So it's lahakish lahem alomalach ma ovi yadoni b'skila kol machshefa b'skili. Just like ovi yadoni b'skila, so every type of machshefa is skila. Is skila. This is one of the yogim meters. This is davar hayotze. Which one is this? Yeah, now I can remember how to say it right. Davar shayah b'klal. Right, this is number 8. Kol davar shayah b'klal v'yotze min haklal alamei. So you had the Oven Yudoni, which were in the cloud of Machshefa, it was taken out of the cloud. It's not coming just to teach about itself, it's coming to teach about the entire cloud. Number 8. I don't remember ever coming across.
Just for that today.
Coming across that one. So, that's that. Okay. I really hope this is recording every time it goes off.
It is.
Yeah? Okay. That's all, okay. So that's how you know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of smuchin in kol Torah kula only by dvarim. But the Gemara says, okay, fine. So we know now he doesn't hold of smuchin for the four first books of the Chumash. What about? But how do we know that he holds of by Mishnah Torah minalan de darish? How do we know that he learns of smuchin by Mishnah Torah? I said we can just say he learns it here by Gilto Bashilas. Well, we bring another case of where we prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds of smuchin in Mishnah Torah.
Thing where you only dover something in one.
Right, so there's a big Maariv Chayyus that talks about, well, what's the reason why? What's the difference between it may depend on how you view that the Sefer Torah, the Torah was written. If Torah was given all in one shot, or Torah was given piece by piece. If it was given piece by piece, then there's no point in the smuchin. But by Devarim, it was all written by Moshe at one time. So it was all written by Moshe at one time, so then smuchin means something. That's what some people say. You have to figure out what the difference is between, you know, first four and Devarim. How do we know that the Mishnah Torah is Darish? This not because of the following case. Nose Adam Anusas Aviv Umufutas Aviv Anusas Mino Umufutas Mino. A person can marry a woman who his father either raped or seduced, because there's no kiddushin here, and a person can marry a woman who his son raped or seduced. You don't have a problem of being the erva of Bino or Aviv. You don't have the problem.
The father has to marry her.
She rejected him. Right, maybe the right. So it's a woman. There was no kedusha. So even though the Torah tells you you're not allowed to have relations with Ashes Aviv, the pasuk says Ervash Ashes Avicha Lo Tigala. Here it's mutter because Ashes means from Ishus, and there's no Ishus about kedushin. And here would be a case where there was no kedushin. So Anusa Adam Anusas Aviv Umufuta Aviv, and Anusas Beno Umufutas Beno. But Rabbi Yehuda Oseh Anusas Aviv Umufutas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says it's usher to marry or to have relations with the woman who your father, you know, violated or had or seduced, because even though they're not part of Eishes Avicha, the Amar of Gidol Amar Rav, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Because Dichsiv Lo Yikach Is Es Eishes Aviv VeLo Yigaleh Kenaf Aviv. Right, he says you should not take Eishes Aviv and you should not reveal, I guess, the skirt, the knaf, the whatever of your father. So knaf shara aviv lo yigale, the knaf, which is in case a euphemism here for the woman that saw your father, you cannot have relations with. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's the drasha. Uminai, how do you know that knaf aviv means ba'anusiksiv? Right, the whole limud here was that you can't even marry your father's anusa. So how do you know knaf aviv means anusa? So mi ilavik dekra, because of the parsha before this pasuk. Because the pasuk before that was talking about raping a basula, and the pasuk there says, "V'nasa na'ish hashochev ima la'aviha nara chamishim kesef v'samich la lo tikach ish lo yigala." So the pasuk before is talking about rape. So this pasuk is talking about rape. It says lo yigala is talking about what? What's the context? Rape. So therefore, you say, and it says lo yigala, he's drashing smuchin. So the question they have now, the Gemara says, wait a second. So Rabbi Yehuda only learned smuchin in Devarim. So he found a case where he learned smuchin here, Everybody else learns smuchim kol Torah kula. So why aren't you learning smuchim here? Why are they telling you that you're allowed, you're permitted to have relations with the rape victim of your father? Don't they learn smuchim? They learn smuchim kol Torah kula. Why aren't they learning smuchim here? So here the Gemara says there's a side reason why people don't learn smuchim. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that side reason. So therefore you're back to the point where he's learning smuchim in Devarim. The people who are arguing, Tanakam is not arguing the concept of smuchim. He's arguing whether you can learn smuchim here. What's that problem? V'rabbanan, I have a samich law ki de gamarta. If it was exact, totally juxtaposed, I would agree with you. But hashta de lo samich le, I'm going to read the parentheses because it makes it easier. De lo samich le, de ksiv lo yikach ish es ishus avid ben tzayim. There is a intervening phrase between the two psukim. So that intervening phrase breaks the juxtaposition, and you don't have smuchim. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that interferes, and therefore he has smuchim. So Edward agrees to smuchim.
What's the definition of smuchim?
According to the Chacham, smuchim means
the next words.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's in the next pasuk. Okay. So they say diksiv lo yikach ish ish of Messiah, and they say bishomeris yavam akasim edaber. The Torah here of where it says of lo yigala kenaf aviv is talking about shomeris yavam. And that teaches us la'avor la'bishnei lovim. It's come to teach us that you're talking about someone who's a shomeris yavam. So what's the case? There's a father who has two sons, Reuven and Shimon, right? Reuven has a son, Chanoch. Shimon is married to... Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is some Chanoch. Shimon marries Sarah, right? Shimon dies without children, so Sarah falls to Reuven in Yibum. She's considered a Shomeris Yibum because she's waiting to have Yibum done to her by Reuven. So what happens? Chanoch, I guess, comes. And then has relationships with Sarah. So he violates the problem of Shomeris Yavam. So the Torah comes to teach over here that not only are you not allowed to have relations with this woman because she is, not only can you not have relations with this woman because she is, like, if another brother comes, or I guess another brother comes, or someone else, what's the case again? Chanoch would...
Your uncle's
right, so it's your uncle's wife, so you have a problem over there, and you add another lav of Shomeris Yavam. That's all the pasuk come and teach us, to add another lav. But it's not talking about giving you permission. It says Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. So Rabbi Yehuda says Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv tongues to teach me that the rape victim of your father is usher to you. And the Rosh Chachamim is saying no. It comes to add another law for Shomeris Yavam if you violate her and she's also an erver to you. Two lavim.
Just the lav is chayva miso or
something. He says he lav shnei lavim. I guess whatever you're violating. Okay. All right, so now the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yehuda and says, okay, so Ubi Mishnah Torah, my taima de darish. So why in Mishnah Torah does Rabbi Yehuda agree to smuchin? So the Gemara says, Ibais ema mishum de mochach. It's because it's muchach. Because in Mishnah Torah, you have two problems, you have two things. If you're going to learn smuchim, it's because, why is it in here? It's muchach. The fact that it's here proves it should have been somewhere else, but now it's here. So it's extraneous for the drasha. Vibais ema mishum de mufne. Or because it's the pasuk itself is extra, and therefore it's the extra words in the pasuk to teach me for smuchim. The question is, well, why doesn't that apply to all the other books of the Torah? I'm not exactly sure, right? So there's a machlokas we showed him, right, about that. So Tosos says Tosos in the Maslil Key, it's somewhere in there. He says that the concept of muchach umufne, muchach means it's explicit. Mufna means it's extraneous, it's extra. That it's shayach kol Torah kula. Rather, that except that Chazal knew that all the smuchim in Mr. Torah are muchna or mufne or muchach. The Ramban and others say no, that the concept of mufne or muchach only applies in Sefer Dvarim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would need two things. You would need A, Sefer Dvarim, B, muchach or mufne. Okay, question is, what if you have Mukach or Mufne in the rest of, in the other four books? The Machlok Rishonim is where the Rabbi Yehuda will learn Smuchim there. Okay, so how does it work here? So, in our case, we're going back to our case, was, we learned Asidoch HaLos HaSeh, because it says, right, what was it said again? It said Gedilim Tasilcha. It says Lotil Barsatnes and then Gedilim Tasilcha. So what's Muchach? What's Mufne? So Rabbi Yehuda says you have both here. Everybody's aiming Mishum to Muchach, maybe because it's Muchach, because why? Lit Brachmana Gabe Arayos. Sorry, I skipped. We're going back now to we're still on the proof of that he learns Smuchin in Mishnah Torah, which was Kenaf Aviv. Right, lo yikach ishas eshes aviv lo yigali kanaf aviv, and it was next to it was the pasuk four that talked about rape. So he says that the pasuk of lo yikach ishas eshes aviv lo yigali kanaf aviv, it's muchach that it's extraneous to learn smicha because lichtei rachmana gabi arayas. What's it doing here? What's it doing here in sefer dvarim? It should be part of the safe in parshas arayos in vayikra. So the fact that it's here to begin with shows me that it's available to learn smuchin. That's number one. The Ibais aim mishum the mufne, it's mufne because the im kain lichta rachmana lo yikach ishes aviv. The whole thing is just talking about it's a shemeres yavam. So just say, don't take your father's wife, right? Lo yigal klaf aviv lamili. What's this extraneous pasuk of lo yigal klaf aviv lamili? What does that come to add? According to the Rabbanan's drasha, what is that coming to add? To me, it's coming to add that you have, since it's extra, I can now learn smuchin to the pasuk beforehand, which talked about rape. So shma mina laafnuye. The fact that it is either muchach or now that it's mufne, you can say that you can learn smuchin. That's how we go over there. Now we're going to take the same logic and apply Rabbi Yehuda to our psukim of learning asay de cholos asay from lo til bashatnes and gedilim tasilcha. And how now it's where it gets really hard.
Is talking about a
Shemeres Yavam
case, and how's that case again?
So going to the Rabbanim. Going to Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a rape case. Because they're not learning smuchin in that case. And so he says to them, wait a second, so what is Lo Yigal HaKanaf Aviv coming to add? It says, don't have relations with your father's wife, and that you're talking about that Shemeres Yavam, so what's Kanaf Aviv? What does that add? So for me, it adds the ability to learn smuchin. And therefore he learns smuchin out of it. V'gavei tzitzis nami. When it comes to tzitzis nami, I can learn smuchin. Again, the parsha of the tzitzis also is in Devarim. So we have no problem with that. It's in Sefer Devarim. So now we have to apply the concept of whether it's muchach or mufne. So he says,
you need both. You need smuchin.
One or the
other.
According to what we're learning now, that in order for Rabbi Yehuda to learn, that was the smachlokas we brought down. In order for Rabbi Yehuda to learn smuchin, it has to be in Devarim, and it has to be muchach or mufne. Or mufne. That's how the Ramban learns
same
it.
Conditions anywhere else in the Torah.
That was the machlokas we showed him that we had. Ramban says no. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Tosa said yes. Okay, so v'gabe tzitzis nami. When tzitzis also, ibais ema mishum demuchach, the ibais ema mishum demufne. You could say that the pasuk of tzitzis is available to teach me asay dochalos asay either because of muchach or because of mufne, and because it's in Sefer Dvarim. Okay, so how does that work? Ibai same the muchach. Say that's muchach. What is the parsha of pasuk of tzitzis doing here? Had the pasuk of tzitzis in the parsha of tzitzis, which is in shlach, it's in the wrong place, right? Ibai same mishum the muchach. The im kain, right? If had the Torah not wanted to teach us smuchin, they would have put this concept over here. Lichtei rachmana gabe parsha tzitzis. The pasuk of gedilim tatzalecha should be in parsha shlach. Lamai hilchos akasav halcha. Why is it written here? It's written here to teach me that I can do smuchin. Ibais ema mishum de mufne, or you can say because it's mufta, it's extraneous, right? One of the dinim in klayim here is extraneous. Michtei kasav, right? It already says in parshas kedoshim, beged klayim shatnes lo yale alecha. Already told me you can't wear shatnes. It already says it in parshas kedoshim, lo tilba shatnes. So why here does it say lo tilba shatnes next to gedilim taslecha lamali? It's extra. It's available. What's it available for? It's available for smuchin. And I can learn smuchin. I have my limud of asay dochalos asay. So now the Gemara's going to start asking on the time of mufne. So to me that means is that muchach they agree. It's muchach. So you have asay dochalos asay. But if you hold of mufne, we're going to try to prove that it's not mufne. It's not extra. And if it's not extra, then you can't learn smuchin. Even though you can't learn smuchin because it's muchach. But you can't learn, question is whether the Rabbanim even needed this to begin with. This may only be according to Rabbi Yehuda. But assuming that you need to be muchach, assuming that you need to be mufne, the Gemara says it's not mufne, it's not extraneous. We said what was extraneous? It already said now that we're shatnas there, it says now that we're shatnas here. So honey,
are you going to satisfy both conditions after that? Or just one?
I thought only had to satisfy one, but the Gemara is now focusing so much so on the Mufne case. On the Mufne side. It's not Mufne, the Gemara is going to say. So let's see why. He says, Hani mitzvah tzrichi. We need both parshios of Shadness. De'ikasa rachmana. Had the Torah just written the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, which is, Ubeged klayim Shadness lo yale alecha, should not be upon you. Hava amina kol derech ha'alah asa rachmana. We would have thought that no matter what, if it just placed on your body, that it would be usher. Va'afilu mochri ksus. Even those who are those garment sellers, the mochri knus, right? Rashi says she'ein miskavdin al nas chimum. There's no kavana for any hana there. They're just wearing it to show their wares. So that you would think that even they would be violating the concept of shatness. So therefore, kasa rachmana lo silba shatness. You're not allowed to wear shatness in order to teach us dumi de levisha. The only time you violate shatness is if it's similar to wearing the isbe hana, that you have to have hana from it. Here you don't have hana. The most mikzus, according to Rashi, don't have hana because they don't have kavana for hana. They're not wearing it to wear. They're wearing it because they're being like a mannequin, just to show people, to show their wares.
The
way the bag of shanas, they're selling
why
it.
Why are they selling it? Who is
selling it? I don't know, Goy.
Okay, there's no...
No, for a Goy to wear shanas.
No, I know, but so they're only selling to Goy, is that what you're
saying? I guess.
When are they saying two bag Goydim that have one is wool and one is linen?
I don't think they don't have to be sewn together. It doesn't have to be tied, yeah. To be sewn together.
So on the same...
Yeah, the same.
On your body at the same time, it's okay.
If I wear a wool bag and a linen bag, once each that's separate bag on my body at the same time, I don't think that's a violation of shanas.
Sure, it wasn't a whole shaila if you're riding a horse and the horse's blanket is wool and you're wearing linen.
That might be the Ravana.
I don't know.
I just seem to remember that.
This is a funny case, though. You're selling it only to non-Jews. A Jew walks in, you're telling him that's... There's no lifting either with that.
But, well, why is it lifting either? Only lifting either if you give it to somebody who's violating... If the guy doesn't have an isser of shatnez.
I know that. So he said you're strictly selling to a guy.
I guess. So he says, maybe the Gemara there talks about that. So the Isbe Hanad. So the Gemara says, okay, the Ikas Rachmana Lo Silva Shatnez. Well, okay, so then just say the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim, which is Lo Silva Shatnez. So it had it just written Lo Silva Havamina Dafka Levisha de Nafish Hanayasa. We were told it only has to be like a real full fledged Levisha where you get a lot of Hana. Aval Ha'Allah, but Ha'Allah Ba'Alma, even if you're getting Hana from it, right? If you're not getting as much hana as Levisha, you're getting a little bit of hana, maybe that would be okay. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Lo kasa rachmana lo yale alecha. That's why you have the other Pasuk lo yale alecha. Point being, it's not extraneous. If it's not extraneous, it's not available for smuchin. If it's not available for smuchin, I don't have a limit for asei dochalos asei. The Gemara says, no. Im kain, lichto rachmana lo silba shatnes. You're right. The two psukim of lo tilbo shatnes, lo yale shatnes, that's fine. Those are not extraneous. But you have other words. It's a semro pishtim lamali. Why do I need semro pishtim? Why do I need to teach me wool and linen? Right? The pasuk. It says shelo nemar. The Gemara says. One second. The Gemara says michdei. It already says kvar michdei kasav ubeged klayim shatnas lo yalecha. It tells you now that we're a beged of klayim. Utana debei Rabbi Shmuel hole of a nemar b'torah stam begadim. It says the word beged many times in the Torah. Never tells you what a beged is except for one time. One time it says. Right, upratlecha kasu be'echamehem by tzaras. It says beged semer upishtim by tzaras. Af kol semer upishtim. From that, Tana Ben Yerushalmi learns that any time it says the word beged in the Torah, it means semer upishtim. So the first pasuk already tells me you can't wear beged kilayim. So beged is code word for semer upishtim. And the second pasuk also says semer upishtim. Why? It's extra. You already told me beged, which is semer upishtim. Now, if it's extra, it's extraneous, it's available for the limud of smuchin. So Gemara says, no, he's right, so he says, michdei, that's just the beginning, michdei, kasa v'ubege klayim shatnas lo yal alecha, v'tayin debei Rabbi Shmuel, ho v'nem v'tor stam begadim, u'pralecha kasa v'echmeyam semro pishtim, af kol semro pishtim, right, af kol semro pishtim. So the Gemara says, so semro pishtim, dekasa rachman alamali, shmam in alafnuye, it's extraneous that you can learn. So the Gemara says, no, akati itzrich, it's not extraneous, I still need semro pishtim. Why? Akati Israel, Salta Daitech Amina, you would have thought, it says several pishtim, beged by where? By Ha'Allah, by just placing it on you. So Salta Daitech Amina, Ha'Allah, he delo nafish ha'anasa. Aval levisha, de nafish ha'anasa, Kol train meaning asar rachmana. Therefore, kasar rachmana semer pishtim. You would have thought, where did it, let's say it didn't say semer pishtim in pasuk 2. It only said begging, which is semer pishtim in pasuk 1. Pasuk 1 only talks about ha'alah, which is very minimal hana. So you would think, if you're just doing ha'alah, which is minimal hana, only there do you violate the isra of shatnez with semer pishtim. But had it not said semer pishtim in the case of levisha, I would have thought that you only can wear a beged made out of one material. That any combination of materials, you would violate shatnez for wearing a beged. That's why it has to say dafka in the second pasuk, semer pishtim, even by levisha. So therefore, what?
He's
defining what shatnez is. So you would have said that the definition of shatnez would be semer pishtim by ha'alah, and you would have defined shatnez by levisha, any combination of two materials. So therefore, it's not mufna, and if it's not mufna, you don't have a seidah chalos. I say, so the Gemara says, im kain lishtok kromine. Well, the Torah just doesn't have to say anything. V'teisei shatnez mehalah. Right, it's said by Levisha lo tilba shatnez, and also says by Allah ubege klaim shatnez lo yalecha. So, just like shatnez over there is semer pishtim, so to shatnez here would be semer pishtim. It just says shatnez. Why you come up to stingle? You would have learned that in that case it would have been semer pishtim. This case it would have been any. We would have said that. It says shatnez there, which is semer pishtim. It says shatnez here, which is semer pishtim. Because it says there semer. The first it says over there semer pishtim because it says beged. Right. It's semer pishtim. So beged semer pishtim, and it says shatnez. And it says shatnez here. There, just let me wear shatnez, which is semer pishtim. Here, just let me wear shatnez, which would be semer pishtim. So why does it say semer pishtim in this pasuk? It's extraneous to learn smuchim. So the Gemara says, so therefore, you have it extra. You have it extraneous, and therefore we have that it's mufne, and if it's mufne, we're good to go. So now the Gemara says, okay. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel said that they're going to say that you can learn the heter of shatnez on tzitzis. You don't need asadocha lo sase. I can learn it out from the pasuk itself. Why? Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, taimu de kasa rachmana tzemru fishtim. According to you, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, the only reason why we know that you can wear shatnez on your tzitzis is because it says semer pishtim, which is extraneous, and therefore you have smuchim, and then you can say dochalosa say. Halav haki klaim betzitzis havmi to asar rachmana, but had it not said semer pishtim, you would have told me that it's asar to wear shatnez on your tzitzis? Can't be. V'hak siv, what does it say by tzitzis? It says vasulahem tzitzis akathe bigdehem. What did we just say, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel says? Anytime it says the word beged, it means semer pishtim. So the pasuk itself by tzitzis is telling me put fringes of shatnez. But it says bigdehem, right? It says kilayim tzitzis havmi to asar rachmana. The haksiv basulahem tzitzis akanfei bigdehem. And Tana de Bei Shmuel kol begadim semer pishtim heim. Right? And the amar rachmana avlei tcheles utcheles amruhu. The Torah tells you that you have to put tzitzis on your beged. Your beged is semer pishtim, right?
We're saying that the tzitzis could be one material and the beged could be another, and that's fine. You're saying that a beged itself.
So then Gemara, if Amar Rachmana Avadlay, make your beged of tzitzis, put a sealed tcheles, put a tcheles on it, and tcheles amrahu. And you, what is tcheles colors? Tcheles colors wool. So Torah is telling me to put tzitzis on the beged, which is tzitzis, which would be shatnez. Because tcheles is wool.
Right.
I hear what you're saying.
Now you're saying the beged itself is wool and linen.
Right.
No, I always thought it was the combination of the tzitzis and the beged. Now you're saying the beged itself is...
Right, beged itself, I guess here also. He says...
It says,
Vasulam tzitzis akanfe bigdehem. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, kol begadim, with our stamps in the Torah, tzemer pishtim heim. So therefore, the beged that's talking about is it's from tzitzis, it's tzemer or pishtim, I guess they live on it. It's going to be tzemer or pishtim. We may or. I guess we'll do it. It's semer or pishtim. It'll become semer or pishtim. But then it says you have to put a tcheles on it. So you put tcheles, which is blue-colored, blue-dyed wool. So I'll have semer or pishtim, right, on it. So I learned that straight from the pasuk. I don't need this whole idea of asay dochalos, asay to be learned out from smuchim. I learned it straight from the pasuk itself. So the Gemara says, Gemara first digresses, and says, we might need tcheles amro. Well, how do you know that tcheles is specifically on wool? So the Gemara says, you learn it out from the Bigdei Kehuna. The Bigdei Kehuna, it says, Michlasei Habad Sheish Mashzar. So, Midashesh Kitna, when we say that Shesh is linen, Tcheles is Amrehu. Shesh, they learn out from in Yoma that Shesh means linen. Shesh means linen. Why do we say Shesh is linen? He says, "Me the Shesh kitna dixiv mitlasei bad Shesh marzar." Oh, it's mitlasei bad Shesh who bad hainu pishtim. Okay, the forest bevalo kohen godl masechas Yoma bad davra ole bad bad. It's the way it grows. It grows up singular by itself. So bad is linen, and you have to have. And therefore, if bad is linen, then the Shesh is something else, and therefore, Shesh is linen, so therefore the Tcheles is going to be wool. Right? Because the Pasuk says, Tcheles vargama tola shani v'shesh. Right? So Shesh is one thing, Tcheles is another thing.
Right.
So Shesh is linen, everything else, including Tcheles, is wool.
So what can you learn out from the B'dei Huna? That we had shot this.
Yeah, here.
Isn't that what he's doing right
now? No, he's not.
No, he's learning out from Tzitzis. Maybe it only applies to B'dei Kehuna. Maybe that's a separate thing. Maybe you can answer that. That only applies to the Kohen.
Yeah, but he's still giving us the materials.
I don't know the answer. I'm just guessing. Maybe you say that because it only applies to the Kohen, then that's...
Here's a mitzvah to wear the B'dei Kehuna.
Right, but you could say that that was specifically given to a Kohen. But B'dei Kehuna doesn't apply to Stam Begadim. I'm guessing. So the Gemara says, okay, so the question on Rabbi Shmuel then is still, so why do you need to learn Smuchin? You can learn it out. You can learn it straight out from the Pasuk. The Gemara says, it's terech. No, I need to learn it out specifically and not just from the Pasuk of Tzitzis. Because Sakat Hayta Chamina, I would have thought, Kid Rava, that the time of Rabbi Shmuel would learn like Rava. The Rava Rami. Rava S, an apparent steerer between two Psukim. Ksiv, it says, in Parshas Shlach, it says, Tzitzis HaKnaf, which means Min Knaf. It says, right, what's the pasuk? Dabra b'nei Yisrael, Martelem v'zulem, tzitzis ha-kanfei b'nei Yisrael, Dorasom, that's new, tzitzis ha-knaf. So he says that the tzitzis have to be like the knaf. The strings are like the begin, which means that, min ha-knaf, that the string has to be the same material as the begin. So if it's wool, it's wool. If it's linen, it's linen. If it's silk, it's silk. But then it says, ksiv, right, lo tetner, it says, semro pishtim, Yachtov Gdim Tasalcha. Really doesn't run on sentence, the next pasuk, which mashma that you have to make it that the strings have to be either tzemer or pishtim. First, or. We just said before it's or. It says it has to be or, one or the other. So therefore, one pasuk tells me that it should be the string should be whatever the beg it is, and one pasuk tells me it should be wool or linen. So what's going on? So haketzad. So he says tzemer upishtim. Potrin bein minon bein shelo minon, a wool or linen strings will pater any beged, but shar minon the minon potrin shelo minon ain potrin. But all other materials, those strings will only pater if the strings match the beged. So you have cotton, you would have to have cotton strings according to this.
Definitely
tchilas,
right?
I believe so. So the Gemara is saying. So according to this diuk of Rava, I would say that the Torah doesn't tell me to. No, according to this, the diuk would be the Torah doesn't tell me to put on a woolen blue dye unless the begad itself is from wool, because all other begadim, you can pater it without wool. If you have cotton, you wear cotton. If you have silk, you wear silk, right? So therefore what? So therefore, you would have had that limud, and therefore I would not have known that I can be asedochalosasei and put wool on the linen. So therefore, you have to have the hekesh. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how can you say that? Well, time to be Rabbi Shmuel, lessly the Rava. Well, they don't hold the Rava, so what are you worried about Rava? They don't hold about Rava to begin with. So the Gemara says, itzterach. We're going to go as follows: itzterach. Sakadai de Kamina ki diyuka de Rava, that they would have made a similar diyuk, not exactly like they would have made a diyuk from min knaf. How would it have worked? It worked as follows: ki diyuka de Rava hakanaf min knaf. It says hakanaf, and what would we learn? V'hachik amar Rachmana, right? Avid leit semer letsemer. You make wool strings for a wool beged. V'pishtim lepishtim. You make linen strings for linen beged. V'chi avidas semer letsemer tzavye. And when you make a wool string, that's when you color it. About semer lepishtin, but if you make a wool string for pishtin or pishtin litsemer, lo, then you don't then you don't put the bull the string the color it.
Right. So that would require
right. So katsa rachmana semru pishtim. So the Torah teaches us semru pishtim, right? It teaches us semru pishtim in order to teach us that we don't make this drasha of haknaf min knaf. That filu semer lepishtim. You can even put a wool string on for a linen garment. Upishtim with semer, even if they're not the same garment, you can put it on. And therefore, he can't learn out from the pasuk itself. He needs semer upishtim, right? So therefore, right. So what happens now? But bottom line is the Torah matters klai b'tzitzis, and it teaches you that the chutim, the strings, do not have to be the same as the garment. And once the Torah teaches us klai b'tzitzis, we have the idea of Asadoka losase. Just so now the Gemara tomorrow is going to answer. Okay, that all works well and dandy to the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, who says now we go to other shitas where this limud may not work. So we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everyone have a good yontif. Just again, today's shir was sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal. L'zeichu nishmas Shalom Ben Tzvi. Shalom and Aliyah.